Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gumbo Yaya, brought to you by Buku Publishing and Sable Hunter. I'm Debbie Workman, your host, and this week my guest is romance author Natalie Alder. Welcome, Natalie. How are you?
Hi, Debbie. I'm good. Thanks
good.
For having me.
Good. It's great to have you here. Are you enjoying any warm weather yet? I'll take that as a no.
No.
Natalie, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Not a whole lot to say. I'm just your basic, regular, everyday kind of person, I guess. Was a physical therapist, and now I'm writing. Me and my husband live with our three rescued cats. And that's really about it. Kind of boring, I guess.
So were you a reader before? A reader of romance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of...
And did you ever write for pleasure when you were growing up?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the whole Tapestry series was something that I had, like, started writing when I was, like, 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
And then just carried it with me through the years and added to it.
Uh-huh. So where does the 12-year-old come up with the idea for that series? How did that come about?
Well, I was a big horse fan and, you know, hung around horses a lot. And
uh-huh.
I think it became more of a romance as I got, you know, a little older. And that was more of an interest.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about that series?
It's based on a family that owns a resource farm. And there's the dad. Mom passed away. Three kids. And each book in the series is about a different member of the family. And just kind of tells their story.
Uh-huh. And do you have a favorite character in this series?
I like Tanner. He's my fave, I think.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about him and why he is your favorite?
Sure. He is Audra, the youngest daughter, is interested in JP, who works at the farm, and JP's cousin is Tanner, and Tanner is the foreman at the farm, and he's been there for years. I don't know, he's just a laid-back kind of guy. He's got a good sense of humor, and he kind of knows everything, you know, because he's been there so long. So,
well, how much research, I see that you live in a quiet farming town. How much research did it take for you to put into this series? Well, what kind of research did it take?
Well, I did, I grew up, you know, in 4-H and horses and that kind of thing. But then as far as resource farm and all, I did take a trip down to Kentucky and toward some resource farms there. And,
that's cool.
Yeah. And, I got a lot of information there and then just a lot of online. So... amazing how much you can find.
That's true. Very, very true. How long does it usually take you to write a book, including the editing process?
Depends on how motivated I am, I suppose. Yeah, just probably a couple of months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how much time do you devote to writing each week? Do you have a set day or a set time in each day that you just turn everything off and you just devote yourself to writing?
I try to do that, yeah. I usually late morning to maybe late afternoon. Try to just turn everything off and do that. But I get sucked in, you know.
Don't we all? what is the best writing advice that you were ever given?
I don't know that I was really given any that I can think of.
Do you have any advice that you might give to aspiring writers?
Just do it. Okay. That's really all they can say.
They're like, Nike, just do it.
just do it. Just write it down, do it. You know, I don't know. That's basically what I did. And
yeah.
I don't know that I got a whole lot of advice on the way. I mean, I can remember the nuns at school telling me, you know, you can't write like that, and you have to, you know, someday when you, I remember she said that, someday when you have your own book, you can write like you want. So, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you did, right?
So
now
I did.
Your time, right? what was the single biggest challenge of creating the settings in your novels?
Creating the settings. I don't know. I think things just kind of come to you or me. I don't. It's just. I mean, obviously, with Tapestry, there was the setting was kind of the whole, you know, premise of the story. But otherwise, I'm thinking like Windswept, and I'll just kind of sat down and said, okay, what's a good idea, and started writing.
Mm-hmm. What challenges do you find being a writer?
I'm sorry?
What challenges do you find being a writer?
I have the hardest time with keeping the timeline between books, keeping things happening.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
To make sure they all kind of blend in the way they're supposed to, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I could see that would be a challenge for a lot of authors. So what inspired you to write? You are a part of the Windswept anthology, and your story is titled Constructing Love.
Yes.
What inspired that?
These are tough questions for me. I guess I'm not somebody that, you know, has this big sort of, you know, ideal, and I work really hard on like coming up with a topic and then outlining and that kind of. I just sit and write. I don't know. It just comes out.
Well, that's great.
Is that a bad answer?
So, can you multitask when you're writing? I mean, can you write more than one book at a time? Can you work on several? Because I know some authors I've talked to, they can have four or five works in progress. You know, and others may only have one. How's it for you?
I can do it. I've done it. I prefer to kind of stick to one, but yeah.
Oh, wow. So do you have a work in progress right now?
Well, I'm working on the third book in the series, in Tapestry series. And I have two others that I've written, but they've not gone anywhere. They're just kind of sitting there for now. And again, I think that's because I just want to focus on the Tapestry series right now, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe think about those again at another time.
Mm-hmm. Does your family and your friends read your books?
Yeah, most of them do, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And what has their input been?
Yeah, Everybody's been that's Reddit's been pretty happy about it. I've got a pretty religious family, so some of them are not. They're interested in reading.
Okay, I get that. we'll go on.
Thank you.
We did the best piece of advice. And we did your writing process. Who are your biggest writing influences?
Well, Sable. My goodness, writing influences. I've gone all over the place. And especially since I started, seriously writing it down over the last maybe couple of years. But more from always picking the same kind of books to now really going all over the place. So let's see, who have I? Maeve Binchy was always a favorite. And then brought in, like Isabel Lucero for a little more spice.
Uh-huh.
Kind of all over. But, yeah, I think... I think Sable's books really helped me to kind of think, this is kind of what I was writing and looking at, and that kind of got me in the rhythm. And then I've also, from there, read a lot of Patrice Michel and Lily Greyson and Jem Spad and things like that. So.
Uh-huh. Can you tell us a little bit about your most rewarding experience since you've been a published author?
I think being able to hold a paperback of my book.
Now that has to be a great feeling.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. And then, just people wanting it, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and you also have a street team. Can you tell us a little bit about your street team?
Well, we have great people on our street team, Debbie.
Mm-hmm. You do. You have some really good girls in there.
Yeah. No, they're fun. They're awesome. Very dedicated. Very. There's no cattiness or weird
the
stuff
drama.
Going on. It's kind of fun. And it's good. I mean, I know they're also supporting other authors as well, and I think it's awesome that they're doing that, and they include me and work really hard when there's something going on that I'm really focused on. They're right there, So
uh-huh.
It's good.
Yeah.
Even though
they're
working with other authors, they're there.
Yeah, it's a good team. It's a good team.
Yeah.
Can you see yourself in any of your characters?
No, not really. Probably more some parts of who we'd like to be,
Okay.
But, yeah. Okay.
In your wildest dreams, which author would you love to co-author a book with?
Oh, goodness. we'll see, but it would be fun. Laurie Foster seemed like that would be, she would be fun.
Who's that?
Laurie Foster.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, she's good. That would be really cool.
Yeah. So many.
Oh, yeah. when did you first consider yourself a writer?
When Boku agreed to publish my book.
Oh, okay. What did you do the first day that that first book went live on Amazon?
Oh. Let's see, what did I do? I my husband took me to dinner and bought a bottle of Tapestry wine.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and some flowers, and yeah, I think well, there's a local restaurant I go to often. My husband and I go to, and so you know, it's a lot of local yokels, and we're all hanging out and know the whole family that owns the restaurant. So, you know, there was definitely a stop in there to kind of celebrate with everybody. So that was kind of fun.
So, do they treat you like a local celebrity in these places that you frequent?
No, I think they treat me like the local that I've been and
that you've always
kind
of
just kind of, you know, be like, oh, well, that's cool.
What's it like for your husband to be married to a romance writer? Does he get a lot of jabs from his friends?
No, he's funny. He'll usually say, I read it. It's really good. It actually has a story. It's not all just sex. And
oh,
I did blush only a couple of times.
Oh, that's good. That's good. What for you, Natalie, defines the perfect romance heroine and hero?
Well, I love the unrequited love. You know, I love the, that tension of it's all right there, but somebody's not making a move, or, you know, you're just kind of like sitting there holding the book going, come on.
Yeah. Good. Is there anything that you would like the readers to know about you that they may not know?
There's not a whole lot to me, I think. I think everything about me is pretty much out there except my photo. That's about it.
Let me see. I have... is there any genre that you, other than romance, that you think maybe one day you might like to attempt to write?
Well, the other two books that I have that are kind of sitting, waiting for their turn, so to speak, is more of a suspense kind of novel, and that I like that. That's fun to write.
Oh, yeah. What is your all-time, this is a fun question, what is your all-time favorite movie?
Oh, my. I'm not good with favorites. Is that, that's
okay.
Bad.
Okay. Do you have a favorite scene in one of your books, Natalie, that was the most fun for you to write that has really kind of stuck with you?
Favorite theme?
Uh-huh. Scene.
Oh, Scene. Oh,
yeah.
I like in Cruel Work where Audra's in the loft and JP comes up and they kind of finally have their first kiss, and that's all kind of, because the loft is so defining of Audra, you know, her hanging up up there and reading and so for their first kiss to be up there, I like that. That's nice.
That's great. And Trouble Looming, that's the second book in your Tapestry series. That was just recently named the March Book of the Month by Platypire Reviews. That's pretty awesome. I mean, how did you feel when you got that news?
Yeah, I was pretty happy.
Yeah. That's great when that happens.
Yeah, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think one of the first things I did was update my website.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Got to get the word out there. Can you name one thing that you learned from your hero or your heroine?
I learned from them.
Are you talking about everything they know?
Pretty much. Well, I guess, I mean, how realistic it is, I don't know, I guess, but kind of, you know, hanging out, and if you think it's worth it and hanging on, you know. But
do you have a memorable comment that you have gotten from one of your fans that has just stuck with you?
One
of those complimentary. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think probably that the characters are realistic and, you know, that they're looking forward to finding out more about the family as the series goes on. That's pretty complimentary.
Oh, yeah, that's good, you know, for an author to hear that.
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite quote?
It's probably really silly. But I think when JP was angry one morning and came down, and so unlike him, he couldn't get the toaster to work. And he was getting angry that this small appliance was getting the best of him, and he just ran out, you know, the house, grabbed his coat and just left, and Tanner comes out and he's like, toaster's waiting for an apology. I don't know, but I just love Tanner. You just
Well, I'll have to check Tanner out. How many books do you have planned for this series?
Four.
Okay.
I think there's a good four in there.
Okay, good. I have some quick, fun questions for you.
Okay.
Coffee or tea?
I just gave up coffee. So,
oh no!
Yeah, just like last week.
Oh wow!
My second week coffee free, but I like it.
Uh-huh.
I prefer it, but I'm drinking tea at the moment, and oh yes, it's so good.
You know, I went last week. I went without coffee for 2 days. I couldn't take it anymore. My head hurt so bad. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I was like, please, please.
Yeah, that was rough, and I expected it, but I was like, I got to do this. My stomach couldn't take it.
Yeah. So you're just doing the hot tea now, huh?
Yep. Yeah. It's,
next question.
It's good. Yeah, it's
chocolate
real good.
Vanilla. You're trying to convince me or you, Natalie?
Me.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Spring or fall?
Fall.
Chinese or Italian?
Italian.
Skydive or bungee jump?
Neither.
Tattoos or piercings?
Both.
Cats or dogs?
Both. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Can you share your media links with the listeners so they can know where to find you?
Facebook. Got my author page. It's just kind of boring. I'm trying to get that a little bit more exciting. And then my regular.
So hard, yeah.
Yeah, it's I don't know, I got to figure that one out. But then my regular personal page, I got a lot more action going on there. And Twitter, which is at Natalie Romance.
Okay. And, of course, you
Facebook,
have an Amazon author page.
Amazon, yeah. And Goodreads. I try to keep my Goodreads up to date with what's going on at events and stuff like that, where I'm going to be and what's going on. So, kind of wish almost there was, you know, a little more viewers on that. Because that's really where I think most of my stuff is most up to date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. And can you give us a general idea when we may find your next book available?
Let's see. It is what now at the beginning of April. It's about a little over 50% done. So I'd say June would be out there.
Okay.
Maybe
so
earlier, but
midsummer on Amazon. Okay, great. Natalie, I want to thank you for joining me this week. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. I'd like to let everyone know you can find Natalie and her books on Amazon.com. You can find Gumbo Yaya on Facebook.com/GumboYayaRadio. Buku Publishing can also be found on Facebook at Facebook.com/BukuLLC. Our new releases this week are One Man's Treasure, Hell Yeah Equalizers by Sable Hunter and Ryan O'Leary. We also have The Gangster's Woman by Ginger Ring. Our sale this week is Forever at Midnight by Isabel Kate, and you can find that as well on Amazon for 99 cents. Thank you, Natalie. Everybody have a good week. Bye-bye.
Thanks.